You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. That is a song called Virginity from Autumn Sky's new band. The band name is Write or Die, which I took to mean write music or die, and this is from their new EP. This has been a formative time for the band. They're relatively new. They've been successfully writing and recording together. The songs are powerful. They have current messages. And Autumn herself, who's been a high-profile talent in Sacramento since she was a teenager, sounds better, I think, than she ever has. Earlier this month, guitarist Chris Carricker and bass player Scott Dunbar were in our studio. The drummer, Ray Bell, was working that day and couldn't come. But Autumn, who was also at her day job, jumped on the phone from work to join the conversation. So I asked her whether my sense about the band's name, Write or Die, was on target.
It was just something that we decided on really quickly, actually. I had it, like, on a short list of written things, and it kind of solidifies the main theme of what we're doing. Chris and I kind of just wanted to continue writing after both of our prospective projects had gone their ways, and it's a way of supporting each other. You know, this is less like a band and more like a music gang.
How are you describing the music, Chris, to other people?
Oh, it's tough to nail a pinpoint any sort of sound. I would say it's just an electronic rock, kind of almost experimental, but it's got a little bit of a heavier, darker tone to it, with still staying like poppy and melodic.
It's been really fun because we come from so many different backgrounds. Of course, you're familiar with Autumn's background, and then Chris as a DJ, and then I come from the world of classical and jazz music, and then Ray comes from sort of a more rock and like almost metal background. And so the four of us together is really an interesting combination.
I want to play a clip from a song on the EP titled Ghost Him.
Ghost Him is one of my favorite things that we have created together to date, just musically, sonically, lyrically. It's one of the songs that just ties everything together. It really focuses on and hones in on the vibe and the issue we're talking about, all of us together.
Words is so sweet, dripping honey. My body sway to the rhythm of the joy. Golden hair is getting better.
That's music from the new band Write or Die, Autumn Sky, Chris Carricker, Scott Dunbar, and Ray Bell. It seems like there's some urgency in there, though. And for you as a musician that's been here a long time, Autumn, and people have known your music since you were in high school at Rio, what is the urgency that's kind of working on you on the inside?
Honestly, I just feel happier. In general, in everything in my life, when I've got some kind of a musical project on the side, I've been doing it since I was a little kid, and it's all I've ever known. It's just like, it's just what I do. I'm Autumn, and I write songs, and I write music, and, that's just, how my friends and family have always known me, and I think everybody else who's a musician can agree, it's just kind of something that's a part of you, and when it's not a part of me, it's a huge difference. I feel really sad, and I don't know why, like, my life doesn't feel fulfilling, and music fills all those mystery parts for me. And yeah, so I just keep going.
Autumn, you're taking a page from Kurt Cobain and Nirvana in how you approach the work, at least in kind of that taskmaster side of making music. Will you explain that to me?
So I read something in a book when I was a teenager, and I was super obsessed over it. It was like Kurt Cobain, they had four practices a week, like, and like all of my other projects, we had like one, maybe two. And I was like, it's not enough. You know, successful bands have like four practices, maybe more. So we always try and have at least two practices that are just band stuff. And then we have assorted days that, can be more flexible for everyone's schedules. And those are days where like Chris and I will do production, or we'll do, like, we have a day that's like strictly for managerial stuff or to-do lists we have to do. And it's actually kind of nice because everyone splits up duties equally, and we get a lot more done that way.
Are there other benefits from practicing that much, though?
Like, if anything comes up at the last minute, you know, we're never going to have to worry about pulling ourselves together. We're always ready to play, and we're always ready for whatever opportunity pops up. So that's the main thing there. And then also, like, we're very bonded with each other, and I feel like onstage chemistry is a huge part of, you know, why you like a band and why you're drawn to a band's performance, and that definitely helps.
Yeah, just staying practice is always been something I've tried to stick with, just because, yeah, pretty much when they see you on stage, you can almost instantly tell almost how much they practice or how they're delivering their product to you. And it's just, I just like to be as consistent as possible. And I've always had kind of a pretty strict practice regimen. It's something that's very important to me because I like to come off as like professional and practiced.
We were listening to a song called Virginity. I want to hear a little bit more of that song, and I'll guide everybody to listen to the lyrics too. And we'll talk a little bit more about your songwriting after we listen. That's from the new band Write or Die, Autumn Sky, Chris Carricker, Scott Dunbar, and Ray Bell. Autumn's joining us by phone from her day job at Starbucks. Chris and Scott are in the studio. Ray's at work, too. Autumn, this is a concept album for you, I think. Will you talk about the idea that tied all the songs together?
So it is a concept album about the human psyche, and in particular, marginalized people that are living in the current world, which is rife with ups and downs. And I personally interviewed a couple of people and have continued to interview and will continue to interview those people who have experienced some kind of trauma in their life and are working through that, or at least surviving through it, as the main basis for the inspiration. And I also did a lot of journalistic-based researching just on this song particularly. Like, I did a lot of research on, like, what it was to be a woman in the Middle Ages. So it's very harsh very sad. And it was a nice cathartic way for me to get through all the dark stuff that was happening in the time. It's one of my favorite things that I've written, actually. So I'm glad everyone's getting a chance to listen up. Cool.
Let me ask the guys here in the studio. There's a lot of feminism in this, and Autumn is looking back at women who were oppressed and women who are currently oppressed. So you're the guys around her. Yeah. So how's the conversation as she's exploring these themes and writing about them and bringing them to you in music? Scott?
I mean, we stand 100% with everything that she writes about lyrically. And I mean, of course, we're all for equalization, and we support all this 100%. And, you know, even though there's three guys up on stage, you know, I feel at the end of the day, you know, we're still just a family of musicians trying to convey a positive image and a hope for a greater future. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think it's about the count. Is it one girl, three guys, or two girls, two guys, or whatever it might be? It's just there's a voice and a message here, and are you just playing along, or are you really with what she's saying?
No, yeah, we're 100% with everything that she does and what she represents. We all kind of have similar views. She just has done
definitely
a lot of the research, and kind of puts it all together in a nice package for everybody to accept it, and then we help her along with that, and it's just a fun process throughout. So we're privileged to be playing with her. I think she'd say the same with us. So we're all just like a family of musicians that really enjoy being around and creating.
And again, you know, we come from so many different backgrounds as well that it makes it so much more supportive, the whole network of our musicianship.
The EP is Scream of Consciousness, and there are how many songs on the EP?
There's four on that.
Four on the EP. So then are you in the process of working on the full-length album?
Absolutely. That's what's going on in the workshop right now. And so there's you know, probably about four or five that are on the back burner at the moment that we're cooking up and getting ready to pull out. And we're hoping springtime for a new album. Full-length album.
And Autumn, what's the process for a new song? If you come up with a new idea with this band, how does it work?
Oh, so cool. The cool question, because it's different depending on the day. Sometimes Ray will come up with something interesting on rhythm, and I really like to start songs with rhythm if I can. It just makes it a lot easier for me songwriting wise. But I also will come to the table with things that I've written a little bit with the intention of working with the band on them further. Like the other day I came back from, I just eaten dinner and I had thought of something while I was eating it, and I sat and recorded it in the restroom and hit up the practice site afterwards, and we had a song by the end of the night, and it's literally just as easy as that sometimes.
All of our songs come from the bathroom.
It's a thinking space.
Yeah. Spoken here, revealed on Insight. The music begins in the bathroom.
No, they really do kind of unfold at practice sometimes very spontaneously, and it could be literally, I mean, Ray will come up with a beat and we'll kind of fine tune it, and then Scott will come up with a bass line, or I'll come up with like a rhythm part on the guitar, and then Autumn will just start humming, and yeah, it'll just kind of unfold right in front of us.
Write or Die. They are Chris Carriker with Scott Dunbar, Ray Bell, and of course, Autumn Sky. The new EP is on their Bandcamp page now. We also have a video of the band performing Virginity at Knockdown Studios last month. That's on the Cap Radio News Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find a lot of links and the conversations too at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.